Is anybody else stressed, really fucking sick and tired of not knowing the truth about this case? So, I've just came up with this because I think we need to gather our thoughts. There's just been so much information, it's just so hard to fit it all in. So, everything I'm about to say right now has been proven in detail on my page. Like, I've actually went into it, showed the proof of it, showed the clips. Like, showed the documents relating to everything I'm saying and stuff. So, this is me just, I've proven it. Everything, like, basically, this is just rounding up everything that I've already went into in detail on my page and provided loads of proof for, right? So, what we know that night was Kayleigh and Maddie were at the club, the corner club. Colby, a colouring specialist to the US Army, studying at the U of I, was put out of corner club for being a creep to Maddie. Now, Cole hasn't been excluded as the source. The unknown source under Maddie's fingernails, the male DNA. At 1:40 a.m., Kayleigh was seen asking Maddie what she said to Adam. That's Jack D's roommate. Maddie is heard replying she told Adam everything. We know nothing more about that. At 1:56, Kayleigh and Maddie got home, confirmed by the, I said DoorDash driver, it's actually the Uber driver. 1:56 exactly, screaming can be heard in Linda Lane. Cam, just one isolated scream. It could be drunk girls, this one. Or it could be just something worse. 2:15 a.m. Kayleigh texts Jack D to come and get his eight pin. It's 25 minutes after she gets home. At 2:20 a.m., more screaming's heard on Linda Lane. Blood, there are blood curdling screams. I had to put that in because it is, and you hear like somebody saying no, oh my God, and then you hear a male gagging. There's other noises as well that are just hard to make out, but they're not good. You can go and read them. It's if you just Google 1330 Linda Lane. I only trust the camera that's like full videos because I just trusted the other ones that haven't been edited, the sound or anything. So it's just, if you just type in 1330 Linda Lane full video on YouTube, you'll get it. 2:21 a.m. More screaming. That's hard to make out. You can hear a man shouting, wait. But it's, I don't know what else. It's kind of, it isn't a nice scream though. The shouting's quite panicked. 2:26 a.m. Kayleigh calls Jack D, and actually, what happens is they're on the phone for 17 minutes, despite Jack D denying that they were ever on the phone. It was apparently just missed calls. Now, please don't forget that this guy's alibi was that he was asleep. 2:43 to 2:53 a.m., Kayleigh and Maddie make further phone calls to Jack D, none of them are answered. At 2:52 a.m., Kayleigh, that's the last time Kayleigh phones Jack, and there's nothing further on Kayleigh's phone. 2:53 a.m. Maddie makes one final phone call to Bethany, and then there's no further activity recorded on Maddie's phone. At 3:14 a.m., so that's what, just over 20 minutes later, Maddie's seen. Oh, Maddie, a male is seen on Linda Lane cam, dumpster footage cam, putting something in or taking something out the dumpster. At 3:15 a.m., the same guy is seen on the 1330 Linda Lane cam, walking towards King Road behind Queen Road Apartments. At 3:16 a.m., that's the last time Zaina was on her phone, according to TikTok. There's a video on my page about all of this. It wasn't 4:12 that the TikTok warrant states it was 3:16 a.m. At 3:17 a.m., Murphy's heard barking, and a man from the dumpster. Would be, oh, that's the exact same time the guy through the dumpster would be approaching King Road. At 3:20 a.m., a man is seen in the dumpster at 1112 King Road footage. Don't know if it's the same guy, we've never seen that, it's just been reported in the documents. Might be somebody completely different. And a door each, I don't know. 3:23 a.m., flashes and bangs can be seen and heard on the 1330 Linda Lane cam. And then at 3, oh, by the way, I'd also like to note that see the footage from 3 o'clock until 3:30 on the dumpster. Oh, no, it's not. It can't be. I can't remember. It may actually be 2:30 to 3 o'clock that's been removed from that camp. Anyway, where was I? At 3:23, flashes and bangs can be seen and heard on Linda Lane cam. 3:24, flashes and bangs can be seen and heard on Linda Lane cam. Remember, Bethany reports flashes and bangs. At 3:45, all lights are reported in the house, according to a witness, more than one witness, and a girl was seen peeking from the top, third floor window, and then ducking as if she's trying to avoid detection. At 3:50 a.m, a man can be seen running either towards or away from Linda Lane, from King Road and the Linda Lane cam. At 3:51, Dylan adds a contact to her phone. She was never asked who that was, as far as we're aware. And let me just try and make this go down. And then at 4 o'clock, the DoorDash driver leaves the food outside the front door. She doesn't deliver it to anyone. And at that same time, she reports a gold sedan with a driver who was zoned out, wearing a shirt, and had red or blonde spiky hair.